From the city's point of view, giving the assessor's office access to sales prices helps them make better property assessments each year, and that leads to fairer rates for taxpayers.
It's one more tool for the assessor to fulfill the mandate of state law, which says that you will assess property at true fair market value.
That's Assemblymember Lauren Jones. Alaska is one of a handful of so-called non-disclosure states. That means the final sales price of property transactions doesn't have to be shared publicly. Still, local communities are free to change that. But at least one assembly member and local realtors say there are still unanswered questions about how this policy will work. Assemblymember Greg Smith tried to delay the vote. He asked to send it back to committee.
I wanted to follow the recommendation of the city manager, which was put it back to committee for further discussion and potentially even a public hearing, just because I didn't feel like I fully understood the breadth of what we were doing.
Smith's motion failed, with other members saying they felt they had already discussed the topic enough and were ready to vote. The new mandatory disclosure policy passed. Smith, Wade Bryson, and Mayor Beth Weldon voted against it. But later in the meeting, Jones notified the mayor that he planned to motion for reconsideration.
That's a parliamentary move so that if I want to bring it up at the next assembly meeting, whenever that is, I can do that.
A motion to reconsider needs a majority vote to pass. Otherwise, the original vote stands. Jones says he may not even change his vote, but he realized some of the information he shared at the meeting may have been inaccurate.
I wanted to go back and review the emails, go back and review the information that I was provided. And if I was wrong, I need to state that. If that then changes my opinion, which I'm not sure it will, then I would have an opportunity to bring it back up before the assembly.
Curtis Francis is president of the Southeast Alaska Board of Realtors. He says there were a few inaccurate statements made at the meeting about what's publicly disclosed during real estate transactions. But the main issue, he says, is that the final sales price isn't always the best indicator of a home's worth. For one thing, it doesn't reflect negotiations and closing costs.
Maybe a seller paid $10,000 for its closing costs, which would not go into the sales price. Sometimes there's repairs that are made in lieu of sales prices that are also not disclosed, so it's not always an accurate price.
Francis was disappointed the assembly didn't do more to talk to realtors who wrote to them before the meeting.
They could have simply called someone, any realtor, title company, and gotten some of these answers, but that didn't appear to happen, which was unfortunate.
The earliest a motion for reconsideration could happen is November 16th. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.